This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Hi, Boog.
We're a very important radio show, you know?
Yeah, you are. So very important.
I mean, do people have any idea?
That was my sincerity there. You want me another reading of that?
Yeah.
I'm going to count you down, okay?
One.
So very important.
Oh, perfect. That feels nice.
Yeah. Afternoons on the Score.
What have you seen out of Kyle Tucker in his first season with the Cubs?
Well, he's been great so far. He's been a huge impact on our lineup. It's fun watching great players like that play every day.
Craig Counsell talking about Kyle Tucker pregame on Sunday. Craig Counsell will be on the show tomorrow at 2:30.
Yeah, man.
So we'll talk with him at 2:30. Tonight's Cub game begins their road trip in Pittsburgh against the Pirates. Pre-game coverage starts at 5:05. So look, the tarp has been put on the field in Cleveland, and Cleveland is right there with Pittsburgh.
I was texting with somebody over there with the ball club who said that they're expecting a little rain for sure, but they're thinking maybe a 7 Eastern start, so a 6 Eastern start, so maybe just a short delay.
Yeah, that's enough time for Zach to do all of his wacky bits and everything else that he might need to do in rain delay theater. Pat Hughes.
Very good, Zach. Thank you.
And Ron Coomer will be on the call first pitch 5:40, hopefully, on the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio
Zach
network.
Zach doing the aristocrats.
Wacky bits. And he juggles, he spins plates, all kinds of stuff. By the way, an episode of the PBP is out today with Ron Coomer. I'm super proud of the conversation. I want people to hear the conversation because it's the first time I've had an analyst on, and Coomer is a phenomenal partner to Pat and a partner to Zach when he does play-by-play.
100%.
And a partner to me when I've got a chance. And I've had so many conversations with Ron off the air about it that it was a thrill to do it on the record. And it's just really cool the way that Coomer thinks about supporting play-by-play. And there's a lot in there about that guy because, as we know, in his parlance, Ron Coomer is a 10. So find the PBP Voices of Baseball on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Me and Coomer came out today. Really, really good conversation.
Since we're promoting podcasts, I had Sarah Spain on House of L. And you should go to the House of L YouTube page and subscribe and watch the interview. It's great. She broke down the Bears. She talked about how the Cubs could re-sign Kyle Tucker. And we talked about her book that's getting ready to come out in June. And she also slapped my hand because I'm good friends with her husband. And she had done something cool, and I texted her husband instead of just texting her.
Oh, man, that ain't right.
She's like, that's the patriarchy for you. I'm like, yeah, actually, you're right.
Well, since we're promoting
Nathan Fielder's The Rehearsals, a really good show on HBO Max. It's just a good show, yeah.
Come on, man.
That's
we're
just a quality show.
Promoting random podcasts.
I mean, mine is a little bit random. But it's fine.
No, it's not. You host it.
I do.
That makes it not random. That gives it a relationship to this show.
I guess.
Yeah.
Now, Alex, you're still a columnist for InfoWars, correct?
We found that out earlier in the show today with his thoughts on Denver.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I love that all the people, whether it was in Twitch or the text lines,
they
are
all
like,
agree.
Yeah, man, yeah, something's going on out there at the Denver airport.
DIA, not right. There's something going on there.
And then I went to the Google machine and I typed in Denver Airport conspiracy.
There's a lot.
Ooh, there's a lot.
There's a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
There's some stuff.
Hours and hours of stuff for you there, Speaks.
And there's stuff that Speaks is very comfortable about asking guests about that has to do with the conspiracies that are happening at the Denver airport.
The Holocaust? I think it's just good conversation. That's what you're talking about.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Some kind of Nazi corollary?
Yep.
Interesting.
That's problematic for sure. What's not problematic?
Yeah.
Is Kyle Tucker and his hot start that he has been on with the Cubs. He's been fantastic, so much so that it might make you think that the Cubs should be in a position to throw a whole bunch of money in front of him and say, stay. Don't worry about going to market. Do your thing.
This little Tucker went to market, and we're hoping not. We're hoping not, theoretically, if they can offer enough money. But no, this is interesting, and we were texting about it the other night, listening to Kyle Tucker doing pregame. Is this with Buster Olney, I think, before the game?
Ravi.
It's Carl Ravage.
Him and Carl Ravage on the field, and there were like multiple parts to this interview, which were crazy, but this is him talking about his experience so far.
Free agent after this year. Do your agent, does your wife pay attention to deals that are being done that may relate to you?
I mean, in terms of any like player in general, I think you just at least acknowledge it and respect, you know, the deals that are out there and whatnot. But at the same time, everyone's a little bit different. And everyone has a little different situation when it comes with age, service time, just where they like to, you know, raise their family and everything like that. So
right.
For me, I just come out here and play regardless. Like, I don't try and let too much distract me and stuff like that.
Nico Horner, I said, so tell me, a superstar player like Kyle, explain what that means. He said, a lot of us come to the ballpark worried if we're going to have a good day. Are we going to hit? He says, you show up to the ballpark, his words, believing you're going to get a hit every time you step into that batter's box. Is that what we started this whole conversation about, confidence?
I don't want to show up to the ballpark just feeling like I'm not going to get a hit or not going to do well. Right. Then before you even got into the field, you're already probably down. So you don't try and worry about who you're playing or who's on the mound or anything like that. You just go up there and try and do your thing and have as much confidence as you can.
And lastly, you've been in great atmospheres. Houston had great success. Is it unique, this ballpark? I mean, can you feel it? You knew about it, but now you're wearing the uniform. You've had these comebacks in some of these. Can you feel a difference?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. The first time this year, opening day for us at home was really special. And obviously now you can see the ivy is kind of turning green. Right. So I'm excited for that to, you know, fully grow in and everything. And, you know, starting to warm up now. So hopefully we can have a beautiful summer this year.
Thank you.
Cool.
Great. Thank you. And you smiled a lot.
You smiled a lot. All right, couple things.
Maybe Ravage was giving him a little bit of direction and be like, you got resting bitch face right now. Smile. I deal with that all the time.
Yeah, well, Kyle Tucker does have some of that. He's just super level. There's like, he just stays down in a really calm, kind of dead fish sort of place, demeanor-wise, which can actually work really well in baseball.
He's working. Like Nico said it, other players have said it. Like that guy and his approach. What did Nico say? That he always thinks that he's getting a hit every time.
Yeah, he comes to work thinking that. Which is why when he was, 0-22 in the spring, he didn't give a crap.
Yeah, I didn't care about that.
And he didn't care about that. Like some players do care about that. But you know, the folks in charge of Operation hashtag Woo Kyle Tucker, or Woo King Tuck, maybe? What do you guys think? Although that would look like...
Woo King Tuck actually, I think, has a little bit more staying power and could draw better.
Okay.
Because people might also think that it's Wu-Tang.
Yeah, or like Woo King Tuck. Like it would,
or King Tut. You know, yeah. I think that works better than right. Woo Kyle Tucker.
So Operation Woo King
Tuck. Wrigley Field.
We need to
forever.
Work on a couple things. He's thinking about raising a family here, so we need to send him some brochures of like good, child care facilities, good preschools in the Wrigley area. And I couldn't help but hear him say that, it's starting to warm up. Seems to not like the cold very much. Maybe Russ Armstrong could get him some good windows from the Chicago window guys. Do we know anybody who makes parkas? Do we know any like winter wear corporations or it's people who sell space heaters? What can we do to Woo King Tuck?
I don't think that we should lean into the winter stuff, honestly.
There's nothing we can do about it.
I think we should probably stay away from that as a talking point to try and woo Kyle Tucker.
Well, it's clearly an issue for him.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
If you love your phone but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So it's clearly an issue for him, so I'm just trying to speak to his concerns.
It might be, but if
I guess there's nothing we can do about
it. If we overload him with, things are so bad here, you got to get new windows, you have to get a whole bunch of coats. Coat drive that the Bears have, they got coats, so they can give you some coats.
Well, maybe like over the summer, we can make sure he gets invited on the Chicago architectural tour. You know,
that's
like,
easily like done. Well, I'll call him, Jeffrey Bear.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, get him. You know, one-on-one tours with Jeffrey Bear. Would Jeffrey do one of those?
Yeah, he's a huge Cub fan.
So there we go.
He would 100% do that for King Tuck.
Little neighborhood tour for King Tuck. Now we're getting somewhere.
Although I think that then you do the architecture tour, and then what you do is then you drop him off. After you come back, you drop them off to the party that goes on in the lake. Put them in the playpen. So, Tuck, this is King Tuck. This is what Chicago is like in the summertime. There you go.
Whatever your predilections are, you're bound to find them.
Maybe you just
want to
look at the skyline from the lake.
Maybe.
You and your wife want to hang out on the boat.
Could be.
Guys, you got to take them on a food tour, though.
You think so?
Yes.
Alex?
Absolutely. For outsiders, there's nothing like the what food kind of scene food in tour? Chicago. Whatever he likes. We got to ask him.
What do you like, Alex? Where would you go if you were a Kyle Tucker?
Where would you take him?
I'd probably take him over to Duck Duck Goat, Stephanie Eisert's restaurant over there in the West Loop.
Sure. Okay. Right.
Solid Asian fusion spot.
Where are you from again? Are you from Iowa? Is that right?
I came here from Iowa.
You came here from Iowa. That's right. Because I used to get made fun of as a tourist from Ames, Iowa. Yeah. But
did
I
you
think
come
that
here
might
in
be
one
you.
Of the Cubs buses? Or?
Yes. Actually, we did take a bus trip one time.
That's
here. It
what
was
I'm
great.
Saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
They dropped you off and you just stayed.
Take about a food tour. That'd be real good. I mean, yeah.
Why are you making fun of Alex Kuhn by doing an Emma impersonation?
Oh, that's a good question.
It's a compliment in my book. Whatever you do with Kyle Tucker,
you remind me a lot of Chris M in a good way.
Don't take him on the Kennedy. He's not going to want to stick around. Yeah. Wherever you go, take some alternate routes.
Yeah.
Well, that's another part. Like, where are you going to live? You're going to live right where Theo was living.
Right next to the ballpark, essentially.
You're going to be able to walk to work if you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And that'd be fine. Look, Operation Woo King Tuck is really just taking hold, and it's just kind of getting formed, and we're trying to figure it out. And it comes with hand signals, which is just exciting as hell.
You got to stay away from the weather thing, man.
Yeah.
You got to.
Lean into the good stuff.
Good. lean into the good weather, what this like and what this place is like in the spring and summertime. Shy is a thing.
Dude, I will say, I feel like the Cubs have gotten lucky in that regard. The weather here hasn't been that bad early on here.
Oh, totally. And we're in a sweet spot. I mean, it was a little windy, but last night I was sitting on the balcony late at night listening to the nephew call Marlins Dodgers on the MLB at Bat app. And I feel like, oh man, here we are. We've arrived outside balcony ball game weather with a beverage of choice in your hand. Let's go, Chicago.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. And we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.